Two potters walking in the public domain, and they one is walking behind the other, and then the niskalarishon v'nafal. The first one stumbles and he falls, and then the niskalashani barishon. The second one falls over him. Says the Mishnah, Arishon cha b'nizkei Hashani. The first is liable for the injuries of the second. But the Gemara explains this only refers to a case where the first one was able to get up and move out the way before the second guy came, before the second potter came. And if he didn't get up, then he's liable, because now he should have got up and moved out the way and he didn't, and he caused damage to the second potter. But if he's unable to get up and get out the way, then he's exempt, because he stumbled at the end of the day, he wasn't negligent, couldn't get up in time, and therefore he's not liable for the damages to the second party. And then he just brings up at the end of the party, there's a dispute, what happens if he couldn't get up in time but he could shout a warning to the person behind him? So does he have liability then if he if he doesn't shout the warning? And there's a difference, few difference of opinion brought over there.
Sounds like